I am offering up a lesson for back-to-school week. Let's go through the alphabet. A is for angst. This is the burning and churning knots that develop in the stomach a few days, hours or minutes before the school bell actually rings. It's that trepidation of what the new term might bring. Will I have any friends? Can I find my class? This angst applies to both children and teachers. B is for bullies. I hope there are none to be found anywhere on campus. If there are some, you just stand up to them because they will always back down. Always. Hold on to that lunch money at all costs. C stands for COVID and my heartfelt wish that there will be none in your class or family this year so you will not have to use the word pandemic in a sentence. D is for dreams. I know it sounds cliche, but dreams are always important. The only truly lost people I have ever met are those without a dream or a goal. Find out what you love to do and what you are good at and do it as often as you can. E is for extracurricular. If you have the ability to get involved in activities outside of school, do it. I can't imagine ever regretting time spent in band or choir practice, debate club, cheerleading, sports teams, or a gaming group. F is for fun. Even school, with its rules and its lessons and its structure, is supposed to be fun. Try to find a way to enjoy the process. G stands for gross, which is what it is when your mother packs your lunch and puts a tuna sandwich in with a banana. I pray this never happens to you. H is for Hilroy, as in Hilroy Notebook. This is a real throwback. It was a blue, soft-covered, lined notebook which was a must-have for students back in the day, when pen and paper was even part of the equation. But, this particular school supply represented fresh new beginnings. It was the book that could be filled with amazing things. On the cover, it was where you wrote your initials and that of your boyfriend in little hearts. I assume nobody does that anymore, but it was special. I is for internet. You need good, fast, reliable internet to do anything. J represents, just. As in just try. Try your best. You won't always feel like getting up at the crack of dawn to rush to the bus. You won't enjoy every class. You won't get along with every teacher nor understand every instruction. Just do yourself a huge favor and show up. It speaks volumes about your character. K is for kindness. Try saying hi to everyone you meet in the hall or on the bus. Be friendly. Lend someone your charger. The goodness will come back to you tenfold. L is for lessons. It's important to absorb the lessons being taught in class, but equally as important are the lessons you are going to learn about people. You will meet every character type in your school life, the same ones you will find when you enter the job market. There will be the smart, the kind, the compassionate and also the users, the cheats, the kiss-ups and the liars. If you learn to identify them early, it will serve you well in the future. M stands for mental health, and this is a big one. Protect your emotional well-being at all costs. If you need to take a little break or a day off to deal with something that might be upsetting you at school or home, my advice is to take it. Time alone can be healing. N is for no. Even as a child or a young person, you are totally allowed to say no. Say it if you feel uncomfortable. No is a complete sentence. No reason required. O stands for open. Try to keep your heart and mind open to new ideas, new adventures, new people, new traditions and new ways of interacting. We are all always learning. P is for pizza. It's a staple of school life. Eat it often and with lots of toppings. I think it's brain food, but maybe Google that. Q is for questions. I fear I didn't question things or authority figures enough in my life. Don't just take everything as truth. You ask questions of everyone about everything. Then, you decide for yourself if the answer aligns with your own heart. R is for the recorder. I don't actually know if this musical instrument is still in use at school, but it's usually the first introduction students get to a musical instrument. It's sort of like a lame kazoo. Embrace any and all music even if it has to start with the recorder. S is for snacks. Keep them on hand. Some trail mix, a cookie, an apple. My mother used to say it was important to have an emergency snack in case of a weak spell. Candy cannot be wrong. T is for time management. One of the biggest things that will bode well for your future is going to be time management. The older you are going to get, the busier life is going to get. You will be juggling books and jobs and sports and hobbies and family. If you can find a way to balance each thing by setting priorities, you will have a much happier and less stressful experience. U is for understanding. Try to understand those around you. Remember, in a school setting, everyone is just doing a job. That includes the teacher, bus driver, custodian, office staff. Everyone just doing the best they can. V is for vow. Vow to always show up. For yourself. For others. You have a responsibility to become the very best version of yourself. Don't let yourself down. W is for write. I am going to suggest that you write something every day. It doesn't have to be an essay. Maybe start a gratitude journal. It's a list of 5 things you are grateful for each day. Anything from that first cup of coffee to the fact the dog really did eat your homework, so you need an extension to the big football win. Writing your thoughts and feelings gets it out of the inside and puts it on the outside. It will make you feel better. I don't know why, but it will. X equals Y. I have never understood why that is the case or what it even means, but just know that it does. Y stands for why, as in why did I have to take algebra? I didn't get it then and I don't get it now. Z is for ZZZZZZZ. As in sleeping. Some days may be long and tedious. Take a nice nap, but preferably not in class.